Pachango.
Hello, everybody. Today's a bit of a cheat. I'm going to do a mini Roma. And I say it's a cheat because I'm kind of super pressed for time right now, flying out to LA tomorrow. Got to drive up to Denver to catch the flight. It's about a 4-hour drive. And I'm in the middle of a plumbing crunch, as you may have seen if you read the What's Up, Dr. Fur newsletter that I just sent out. I've been learning some plumbing sort of out of desperation because it's very hard to hire a plumber here in Crestone. There are a few. I've had bad experiences with some of them. They charge top dollar, and honestly, they can't be bothered with small jobs. So they're like working on houses and stuff, and they're making tens of thousands of dollars. So to come by and rough out a little bathroom job like what I'm doing isn't really worth their time. So they give you a crazy estimate to see if you'll bite. And if you don't, then they just don't return your calls. So it's one of those situations. So I'm learning plumbing and it's kind of cool. I wish I weren't learning it under the pressure, both literal and figurative, of having a slab poured over my first work. Because if I fuck up, my fuck up is under 4 inches of concrete and rebar and insulation, and it's going to take a jackhammer and God knows how much time to get down there and fix whatever it is that I fucked up. So, yeah, it's kind of like learning to write in a best-selling book or something. It's like, shit, there's any mistake I make is going to be a real problem here. But it's a pretty simple job and it's been fun. And I'm learning, for those of you who know about plumbing, it's PEX A. I've decided to go with PEX A and I bought the tool and it seems pretty cool. I'm not really worried about the PEX lines. I'm more worried about the PVC waste lines. And everything has to come up. The shower drain has to come up in exactly the right spot because I can't adjust it later. Anyway, that's what I'm up to. I hope you're doing something interesting. I thought I do have some podcasts that are ready to be edited and put together and all that. And I was going to do one today, actually, that I recorded recently with my friend Neil Strauss, who is, as you know, a multi-New York Times bestselling author, very interesting guy, very smart guy, and it may come as a surprise to some people that he's a very sweet guy. He's got this weird reputation based on his mega bestseller, The Game, and so people make a lot of assumptions about him, as I did. I gotta say, before I met him, but you'll hear that he's way more than whatever assumptions people make. He's got a new podcast out about Russian sex spies, and it's a very interesting podcast. I've been enjoying it, and we were supposed to talk about that, but I don't think we ever got around to it. I tried to turn the conversation to it a few times. But we were just like off and running in 15 different directions. And he clearly wasn't all that concerned about promoting the podcast. So anyway, I was going to put that together. And then I thought, you know what? I've been thinking about doing these sort of mini Romas since I did one or two previously. And a lot of people wrote and said they really like this. And they like the sort of bite-sized, 15, 20 minute kind of audio. And so anyway, I'm going to do some of those. And I'm combining it with the idea of reading something that I've written. So sort of a director's cut of articles and things that I've written. I had the idea a few years ago, and I still may do it. I don't know. What do you think about this? Let me know what you think of this idea of doing like a director's cut of Sex at Dawn. Like go through, I don't know if I would read the whole thing or just pick passages that I feel merit some commentary, you know, like things that I've had further thoughts on, things I wish I'd written differently or approached differently in terms of the perspective that Casilda and I brought to it. It's been over 10 years since that book came out. The publisher hasn't approached me for any kind of, 10th year anniversary, edition or something. And I doubt they will. I didn't have a real good relationship with Harper, and I will never publish another book with that publisher. And they know that. I don't think they want to work with me either. So I could do an audio thing, and there would be a lot of work, and it would probably be like a continuing series. But there are definitely things from that book that, you know, when I read them now, I think, well, you know, I wish I had included this, or there's new research that I wasn't aware of at the time, obviously. And, you know, if I were doing it again, I'd include that, or, you know, updates and nuance and all that. So anyway, that's something I've thought about doing. But today, I'm going to read the Substack article that has, I guess it's the most read thing that I've posted on Substack. And it's called What We Fall In When We Fall In Love. That title is a reference to a short story by Raymond Carver called What We Talk About When We Talk About Love. Very interesting short story. I highly recommend it if you're not familiar with Raymond Carver, fantastic writer. I think we read one of his short stories in the book club. I think we read Cathedral. Yeah, fantastic. Really interesting writer. Anyway, What We Fall In When We Fall In Love, subtitle is Thoughts on What Love Demands. Nothing. It begins with a quote from Louis de Bernier. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. From a book called Corelli's Mandolin. Love is not breathlessness. It is not excitement. It is not the promulgation of promises of eternal passion. That is just being in love, which any of us can convince ourselves we are. Love itself is what is left over when being in love has burned away. I think that's, I love that quote. And I feel like it's a quote of maturity. It's a quote that comes from experience. Because when we're young, being in love, that intoxication, that altered state, that sense of if my feelings toward this person could only be reflected back at me, then my life would be complete. I would be happy. That's something that is only possible to believe if you haven't really experienced it, I think. Because if you have experienced it, what you find is, no, that doesn't make you complete. It's great. It feels great to receive the kind of adulation and admiration and desire that you're sending out. Yeah, that reciprocation is fantastic. But like everything else, like money, like fame, like power, like beauty, when you get it, if you have it, then you realize it isn't what you thought it would be. We've all heard that many times from people who get to the top of the mountain and then they're like, yeah, well, it's still just rock and snow up here. just like down there. It's just a different view. And love is like that. At least being in love is like that. But you don't know that until you've had some experiences with it. So that's why I say that quote to me is, I don't remember who the character is in the novel who's saying this, but I'm sure it's probably someone older, someone who's been through it, been around the block a few times, like the guy in the Bruce Springsteen song. What's that? One step up, two steps back. Oh, that's a sad song. From the album that he wrote. Tunnel of Love, I think. He wrote it when he was going through a divorce. There are a bunch of beautiful, beautiful songs on that album about love and the sort of what's the word? The nuanced understanding of what love really is. Anyway, so now I'll get back to reading. I've reluctantly come to the conclusion that falling in love may be close to the opposite of actually loving. Falling in love is, if we dare to look at it clearly, a potent cocktail of narcissism and desperation. I need you. You complete me. My life would be meaningless without you. I, me, my. But actual loving isn't about the loving one, it's about the beloved. Object over subject. Love does not demand, it offers. It's a recognition, not a request. Beware anyone whose love comes with demands and condition. That's not love they're offering you. We say we're falling to emphasize that our emotions are beyond our control, which provides the perfect cover for all the damage we do to ourselves and each other as we surrender to our romantic delusions. Often, falling in love seems to be less about the connection we hope to make and more about the relationship we're desperate to escape. In other words, we project lots of imagined qualities onto someone because the frenzy we then create in ourselves provides a powerful lever to pry ourselves out of the jam we're already in. It's not you, it's me. I fell in love. What can I do? Looking back on my life, I can see where I've done this. I've used the prospect of a new relationship to propel myself away from a situation that was no longer working. Or maybe it wasn't even a relationship that was stifling me, but a dead-end job or a stagnant phase of my life, this new relationship would hopefully help me escape. But using someone as an escape pod is a mistake, because then you're in a relationship with someone who has fulfilled their function, and your transactional passion is revealed as manipulation. The escape pod has become your primary residence. Seek love, offer it, savor it, but don't fall in it. Yeah, those are my thoughts about love. There's a beautiful Joe Henry song. I'll play it for you. For those of you who are receiving the paid version of this. Anyway. But the line in it that I remember is, I don't miss you half as much as who you made me think I was. Think about that. I don't miss you half as much as who you made me think I was. Yeah. Maybe we don't fall in love. Maybe we fall for it. Worth thinking about. Thanks for listening to this. Those of you who are receiving the paid version will now hear that lovely song by Joe Henry, the title of which I don't remember. And those of you who are receiving the free version of this, thank you for listening. Please consider subscribing to my Substack page and the podcast that is attached thereto. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Hope things are going well for you. Give me a call if you need some help with your plumbing. Bye.